and you're listening to All Things Considered on KGOU. Thanks for joining us. I'm Paige Willett-Lowe. Oklahoma has left its mark on country music. Perhaps less is known about the Sooner State's deep and enduring connection to the blues. KGOU's Storm Jones takes a look at three blues festivals happening this weekend in small towns across the state.
Small town blues festivals are a Labor Day tradition in Oklahoma. This weekend, Medicine Park, Arcadia, and Rentiesville will all host concerts featuring many of the most talented blues musicians from Oklahoma and surrounding states. Of course, any blues festival in the Sooner State wouldn't be the same without Dorothy Ellis, better known as Miss Blues. She's been inducted into both the Oklahoma Blues and Jazz Halls of Fame, and at 81 years old, she's not showing any signs of slowing down. In fact, she'll perform at all three festivals this weekend. I had a chance to talk with Dorothy Ellis to learn a little bit more about this Oklahoma blues legend. Here's what she had to say.
I started out in the cotton patch, picking cotton. Then I got old enough to hold cotton. And then the school turned out for crops. We would just go and hoe and pick and go to school when it was time to go back to school. My mother was not a singer, but she would sing in the kitchen all the time, and one of her favorite songs was Drifting by Charles Brown. I just think that it's just something that's dear to my heart because it's a part of our culture. And I just think that we should not let it die down. My style of blues is called Texas Shop style. It's like I'm the preacher on a Saturday night or a Friday night where you can release some of the tension and hear all the moans and the groans.
I'm throwing good money after bad, baby. I'm getting pennies on the dollar with you.
Here in Oklahoma, we got a lot of things going on Labor Day weekend, and you can start Friday night and go to all three of them if you want to, because it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And come up and holler at me.
That's Dorothy Ellis, also known as Miss Blues. She'll play at three blues festivals this weekend in Oklahoma. And joining me now is someone who knows Miss Blues very well, KGOU's programming director and longtime weekend blues host, Jim Johnson. Thanks for joining me, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Storm. Yeah, Dorothy, she can really take you there when she sings about hard times, yearning, and love gone wrong. She found her voice at a very early age, as you know, and she's really a living legacy to the rich tradition of blues in Oklahoma.
It was great to talk to her. Now let's talk about these blues festivals coming up this weekend. I know you'll be up in Arcadia emceeing on Friday. What's going on up there?
Oh, I can't wait for that. Arcadia is a small town right off of historic Route 66 near the famous Round Red Barn. Though it's not a black township, the population is predominantly African American, and each Labor Day weekend for some 32 years now, they've been hosting this Blues Fest, which is the kickoff of really a three-day celebration that includes a black rodeo. It's really cool. This year's performers will be Dirty Red and the Soul Shakers, Garrett Big G Jacobson, and of course the queen herself, Dorothy Ellis.
And down near Lawton, the Mayor's Blues Ball kicks off in Medicine Park Friday, and that lasts all weekend, right?
Yeah, Medicine Park's so-called Mayor's Blues Ball is Friday through Sunday. It's the brainchild of former Mayor Dwight Cope, a big blues fan, and this year marks the 10th annual presentation of the public event that takes place in that famous cobblestone community, formerly billed as the Jewel of the Southwest. This year's performers include Sweet Brenda and Sour Mash, Caleb McGee and the Underdogs, and Shane Henry, among others.
No, I'm sure I'm not the only person that didn't know where Rentiesville, Oklahoma was, but it's actually a pretty big location for blues in the state.
Yeah, small town, big location for blues. It's just off Highway 69, about 15 minutes south of Muskogee in northeast Oklahoma. It's one of 13 black townships still around in the state. In the late 1980s, Selby and her late husband, D.C. Minner, moved back to D.C.'s homestead and founded the event that they call the Dusk Till Dawn Blues Festival because they literally offer music from dusk until dawn. A real unique event that features a lot of artists from around that area as well as across the state and certainly across the nation. Some of this year's performers include Johnny Rawls, Barry Harris, Jimmy Preacher Ellis, and of course Selby Minner.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Jim, and I hope I get to come see you this weekend in Arcadia.
I hope so, too. It's going to be fun.
If you're like me and want to see Miss Blues perform this weekend, she'll be with Jim at Arcadia Friday night, Medicine Park Saturday, and in Rentiesville on Sunday.
For details on these Labor Day weekend blues festivals, including address, times, and ticketing information, visit kgou.org.